我今天想要一定要没交通，题目是水深之处。
I want to find two brothers and sisters, the deep place or the deep water.
我们请翻到诗篇的130篇的第一节。
Let us turn to Psalm 130, verse 1.
诗篇130篇第一节，耶和华啊，我从深处向你求告。
Psalm 131. Out of the depth I have cried to you, O Lord.
对，就是说他向主的一个祷告，一个呼求，是从深处发出来的。
That his prayer and his crying out is out of the depth.
我们再看路加福音第五章。
And Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章的第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4.
讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。
When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch.
弟兄姐妹，我想我也是借着神放在我心中的引导。
Brothers and sisters, that's from the leading that the Lord has placed in my heart.
对，我曾经交通过藏身之处。
I have shared with you the hiding place.
相会之处，
The meeting place.
直到今天，我们一同来思想水深之处。
And today we will come together and ponder upon the deep place, the deep waters.
其实这些所谓的地方或是之处呢，是来用来表达我们属灵的经历。
These places are all to express our spiritual experiences.
那这些经历呢，不仅是在我们个人身上，也是团体的经历。
These experiences are not only on us individually, but as corporately.
对，特别是我们在面对我们新的会所，很可能很快能够把它就是建好。
That very soon, especially when our meeting place is going to be finished.
那这些呢，应该是不仅是对我们自己个人，也是对我们整个我们来聚会的一个期望。
Not only to us individually, but together as we have this hope to come, expectation to come and gather together.
对，因着我们能够经历到在主翅膀印下的安息。
And because that we can rest beneath the shadow of his wings.
当我们相聚在一起的时候，我们会觉得这个地方是我们共同的藏身之处。
That this place is together is our hiding place.
对，因为我们个人，我们开始有了这些真正与主相遇的经历。
Because individually we have all these experiences that we experience the Lord. Encounter him.
我们把主的同在，厉害的同在带到这个聚集里面。
That we can bring the Lord's presence into the meeting.
对，当人来到这个聚会的地方的时候，我们知道，这不仅仅是来遇见人，乃是我们遇见主的地方。
That when men come and gather at this meeting place, it's not that we just come gather together, but it's a place where we can meet the Lord.
同样的，当我们今天讲到所谓的深处的时候，表示说我们不要停留在肤浅的光景。
And likewise, when we say the deep place, it is to say that we don't want to remain in a shallow place.
我们需要继续的追求能够有深处的经历，并且能够更深的来认识我们的主。
We need to continue to pursue to have a deep experience to know the Lord in a deeper way.
这些经历，也许有些情形是可以有顺序的。
And these experiences sometimes indeed there is an order which what comes first and later.
也可以在它的这些的意义里面，可以是同时发生的。
And sometimes it can happen all at the same time.
比如说，一个人出信，
For example, someone just believe in the Lord.
他可能遇到了一些艰难。
Maybe you met some difficulties.
所以他就 学习在这些事情上面倚靠主，他觉得他经历到了主是他的硬币。
And he come and trust in the Lord and experience that the Lord is his hiding place.
然后呢，他就被带到，不仅是他觉得受到保护，而且他经历到他遇见了主。
And not only he experienced that the Lord is his protection, he also experienced and encountered the Lord himself.
啊，因着他遇见了主呢，他能够被更深的被主得着。
And because he has encountered the Lord, he can be even gained by the Lord in a deeper way.
好像有一个次序在当中。
It's as if there is an order there.
但是这个也不是一定很严格会这样子发生的。
It's not strictly happening that in that sense.
对，因为我们有的时候，我们投身在神翅膀的印下，就其实把我们带出了深处。也把我们带到了主遇见主的地方。
Because sometimes when we plunge ourselves under, beneath his, the shadow of his wings, he brings us to experience himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，我的确承认，我昨天才明白为什么准备的时候会有这么多 struggle.
Only yesterday did I, realize why I have so much struggle when I'm preparing.
对，因为我发现一个不够深度的人呢，想要描述神的深度是有点困难的。
Because I realize that one who doesn't have that so deeper experience, it's hard to express that deeper place of God.
所以我想我们照着我们的度量一同来领会。
So according to our capacity, we'll come and receive.
我们先来读其实也算是复习两处的圣经在出埃及记。
We'll review two passages in Exodus.
出埃及记的25章22节。
Exodus 25, verse 22.
出埃及记的25章第22节，我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜施恩座上二基路伯中间。和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
Then I will meet with you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are upon the ark of the testimony, I will speak to you about all that I will give you in commandment for the sons of Israel.
这边是那个法柜施恩座，那边是相会之处。
And that between the ark of the testimony and then between the two cherubim, that's the meeting place.
然后我们看出埃及记的29章42节。
And Exodus 29 verse 42.
这要在耶和华面前会幕门口做你们世世代代长线的幡祭，我要在那里与你们相会和你们说话。
It shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the doorway of the tent of the meeting before the Lord, where I will meet with you to speak to you there.
在这个旧约，特别是出埃及的这个时代里面呢，神有一个很重要的启示。
In the Old Testament, especially during the Exodus, the Lord has an important revelation.
对，他把那个帐篷，就是那个会幕，设立在以色列百姓的中间。
He has established that tabernacle in the midst of the Israelites.
当然我们知道他的心意就是神。愿意住在人的中间。
That in his heart he wants to dwell among men.
但是更深入的一点来看呢，就是他要跟我们相遇相会。
And in a deeper meaning, because he wants to meet us there.
所以在圣经上严格来讲，第一次提到人与神的相会的地方，是在那个至圣所法柜施恩座那边。
Strictly speaking, the first time that God comes and meets man is in the Holy of Holies, with the mercy seat and the Ark of the Ark of the Testimony.
对，那个至圣所好是在会幕的最深的地方。
And the Holy of Holies is at the deepest place of the tabernacle.
大祭司一年一次能够进去。
And the high priest can only go in there once a year.
好，接下来神，我们刚刚又念到说， 神的那个会幕的门口呢，众百姓们也都能够来与主相遇。
And that here it says too, at the doorway of the tent of the meeting, that all the people can come and meet God.
对，这边给我们一个图画，就是我们的确，我们经过这个翻祭，经过这个献祭呢，我们能够与主相遇，大家都可以与主相遇。
And here it tells us that because of the burnt offering, we can all come and meet the Lord.
但是那个真正那个相遇的那个神同在的源头呢，是在至圣所那个深处的地方。
But that true meeting, that source, it's in that holy of holies.
所以神给我们一个图画，就说没有错，我们平常的日子都应该常常能够与主相遇，在主的同在里。
Indeed, the Lord gives us a picture that daily we can come and meet the Lord.
但他也给我们一个图画，就是我们需要带着那个香，然后进到至圣所，来到施恩宝座前。
But he also gives to us another picture that we have to bring the incense and come to the Holy of Holies before the mercy seat.
对，一方面我们感觉这个图画呢是进到深处看见主的荣耀。
This picture shows us that we enter into the deepest place to see his glory.
然后另外我上次也提到说这些香呢是一些特别是一些树的枝树枝所做成的。
And the last time I mentioned these incense, they are made of the resin of the tree.
所以从人的这个角度来看呢，它好像是把人挖到很深的地方所发出的一个香来到神的面前。
So on man's side, it's like it digs deep in order to have that fragrance for the Lord.
所以一方面是深处进到至圣所，一方面我们人也从我们深处向主来呼求。
So on one hand, it's the Holy of Holies at the deepest place, and for us men, the Lord wants we go deepest to meet Him.
对，所以我这个部分呢，我是讲到说，我们的神是一位有深度的神。
Here I want to say that our God is one of depth.
我们再读两处圣经，是在罗马书的第11章33节。
Another two passages, Romans chapter 11, verse 33.
深哉，罗马书十一章三十三节，深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。34节，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？
Romans chapter 11, verse 33 and 34. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became his counselor?
也就是说，当保罗在那里思想整个神的一个完备的救恩。
So when Paul is pondering on the full, complete salvation of the Lord.
不仅是外邦人，而且包含这个历世历代神拣选的以色列人。
Not only the Gentiles, but throughout the ages, those Israelites that the Lord has chosen.
当他写罗马书写到告一小段落的时候呢，他心里面就有个感叹。
So when he was writing the book of Romans, halfway he has this expression.
他心里面就觉得啊，这个神的智慧和知识和判断实在是何等的深哉啊！
Right, the how the depths of the riches of both the wisdom and the knowledge of God.
我们有谁能够真正的测度神在想什么呢？
Who among us can truly fathom what the Lord is thinking?
他的计划，他的救恩是何等的巧妙，何等的完全。
That his plans, his salvation is so complete and so amazing.
实在远超过我们人所能够测度的。
It's beyond what we can fathom.
然后我们再看哥林多前书第二章第十节。
And to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10.
哥林多前书第二章第十节，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了， 因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God.
对，我好像以前曾经，对，我知道，我确定我以前曾经用过下棋做过例子。
I think I have used the chess as an example.
对，不管是 chess 或是 go 这些下棋的当中。
Whether it's a chess or go game, yeah.
就是现在在那个电脑界呢，非常热门的是那个人工智能。
Computer world, they have artificial intelligence.
对，他们有这个 machine learning, 就是机器学习。
Oh, they have this machine learning.
然后在这个机器学习里面呢，也有一个范围叫做deep learning, 就是深度学习。
In this machine learning, there's something called deep learning.
在这个不管它的，我不是很懂哈，虽然我学电脑，其实我也不太懂。
Although I learn computer science, I'm not that good at this.
但是在它的广度跟深度的里面呢，它的计算、它的预测呢，已经比人类超出了许多了。
So the magnitude and the depth is already beyond man.
所以就造成一个结果啊，就是过去一两年，比如说一两千年来，人类觉得下的非常好的方式现在被推翻了。
So the ending result is that that what man think that, you know, the best way to play this game for the last 2000 years is already the computer already went beyond that.
对对对，我没有夸大其词哈，就是说经过了几百年上千年，人类一直觉得很聪明的方式，现在发现是愚昧的方式。
I'm not exaggerating, you know, the strategies that we have come to the last 100,000 years, it's already very kind of foolish for the machine.
对，为什么呢？因为那个所谓人工智能呢，它可以参透整件事情更深的程度层次。
Because the AI can actually think about the depth, it already know what's going on.
然后它可以根据周边的这些更广泛的环境呢，做更清楚的这些判断跟评估。
It can make judgments that very wide in a wide range of how to play this game.
所以也就是说，我们的神是一个有深度的神。
So I'm trying to say that our God is one of depth.
然后我们的圣灵呢，它能够参透所有万事最深的地方。
That the Holy Spirit searches all things, even the depth of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，真的是这样子。当我们在寻求神的旨意的时候，我们要信得过他。
So brothers and sisters, as we come and seek the will of God, we have to trust him.
为什么能够信得过他呢？因为他比我们看得更深、更远，并且更清楚。
How come we can trust him? Because he sees deeper and farther than and clearer than us.
弟兄姊妹，神就是一个有深度，他能够参透万事最深地方的最深处的那位神。
He is one of depth. He can search so like the deepest.
因为他是深的，所以他能够看这些事情的时候呢，他能够看得比我们深得多。
Because he is one of depth, so when he sees these things, he can see it deeper than we can.
所以有的时候我们觉得这个方式，我们用人的智慧觉得说这个情况、这个决定实在是非常的理想。
So using man's own judgment, we can decide, you know, this is very, it's an ideal decision.
但是当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们一定要谦卑下来，因为我们知道我们看的是何等的肤浅。
But when we come before the Lord, we have to humble ourselves because what we see is so shallow.
但愿主能够让他，就是能够让他更深刻的眼光，也能够开我们眼睛，我们也能够照着他比较深刻的眼光来看事情。
That we can see that his viewpoint is so deep that we can see according to his viewpoint.
所以当神在传递他话语的时候呢，他的因为神是生的，所以他的话语也带着深度。
So when the Lord speaks to us, the words that He speaks is brought out of depth.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在看主的话的时候呢，我们一定要知道说，我们一直都还在学习。
So brothers and sisters, as we come and look at God's word, we have to know that we are still learning.
我们千万不要以为神的话是读一读呢，就稍微读一下就懂了。
Do not think that, you know, God's word we can just kind of read and then we can understand.
对，没有错。当我们刚信主的时候呢，我们一开头就可以读主的话，可以从那边有活泼的话语的供应。
Indeed, when we first believe in the Lord, as we read God's word, we can have this lively supply.
但是主也把我们继续带在这个近身，就是往深处走的这个路呢，让我们能够更多从神的话语来认识他。
But the Lord also brings us in a deeper way that we can understand His word.
比如说我举个大家蛮熟悉的例子，是在约翰福音第五章。
Familiar example in John chapter 5.
这边就是讲到一个有一个38年的病人。
There's this sick who's for 38 years.
对，就约翰福音第五章的第五节，有一个病人病了38年。
And here a man who has been ill for 38 years.
然后在那个旁边的环境里面，有那个圣殿那边有五个廊子，应该是说那边，对不起，那个第四大那个池旁边有五个廊子。
So in Bethesda, there are five.
第五章第二节。
Porticos.
Okay.
Yeah.
好。然后呢，在第六节呢，耶稣就主动来找他，看见他躺着，然后知道他病了许久，然后就问他要不要痊愈。
So in verse 6, Jesus initiated and came and looked for him and asking him, "Do you wish to get well?"
对，他就无奈的说，我其实我是想要痊愈的。
And so he said that he indeed wanted to be healed.
然后主耶稣就说，你就拿起褥子起来走吧。
So Jesus told him, "Get up, pick up your pallet and walk."
然后这件事情呢，其实造成后来这个犹太人或者说法利赛人，就犹太人就想要杀他，杀主耶稣。
So that led to the Jews wanted to kill Jesus.
我简单提一下哈，就是以前我也是接受前面弟兄们的帮助。
And the brothers before me helped me.
这件事情至少有四个层次，我们能够来看。
There are four layers that we can look at.
第一个就是说，主在这边呢，他行了一个医治大能的神迹。
So here the Lord has showed a miracle that He can heal.
你想想看，当一个人病了38年的这么长的时间，他肯定寻求过医治的方式。
That this person being sick for 38 years, he must have some look for healing.
但是主一句话呢，就把这个人基本上像是绝症的一样的人呢，他把他治好。
But the Lord with one word, he healed this person who kind of have a unhealable disease.
然后第二个。
Secondly.
就我以前有建议弟兄姊妹在读圣经的时候，可以把我们放在这个神的话里面，把我跟这句话跟这段话连在一起。
That I have encouraged brothers and sisters to put ourselves in the passage of the word that we are reading.
所以这个方式，这个方式其实是试着让我们的心能够碰到主的话。
This is to try to have our heart be able to touch God's word.
所以当我把我自己放在这个故事的里面的时候。
So as I put myself in this story.
然后我就看见说，原来我这个人呢是一个病人。
So then I look and see that I am one who's ill.
我能够得救呢，是因为主他主动来到我的身旁来寻找我。
That I can be saved because the Lord initiated and come to be by my side.
我在这个世上已经活了这些的年日，我有许多的挣扎，我有许多的那个迷茫。
And I have lived on this earth for so many years. Inside me, there are so much struggles and so much confusion.
我以为没有人知道。
I thought no one knows.
但是耶稣不仅看见了，而且他知道。
And not only did Jesus see it, but he also knows.
当有一天我与主相遇的时候，他问我说：“你要痊愈吗？”
So one day, as I meet the Lord, he said, "Do you wish to get well?"
我心中碰到主，我说我当然要。
And my heart touches the Lord. I said, "Of course, I want it."
然后第三个方面。
And the third layer.
如果从约翰他想要他写约翰福音的当中一个心意呢，是叫我们明白主生命的性质。
That when John wrote the gospel, he wanted us to understand the Lord's life trait.
就是 characteristics.
Characteristics.
对，所以在我们没信主的时候，或是甚至我们信主的过程当中，你会不会，我们会不会觉得有时候我们行走真的是像病人一样，根本走不动？
So even before we come and receive His life, or just we have just started and believe in Him, do you feel like you know when you walk you have no strength?
就像瘫在那边很无奈，想要起来却动不了的那种感觉。
That you are there paralyzed and you want to get up and you can't move.
但是我们主的这个新造活泼的生命是一个行走有力的生命。
But our Lord, He gives us this life that is lively and is a new created life that we can have strength to walk.
对，它不仅能够叫我们在我们平日的生活里面，更是叫我们走这条天路的历程当中能够力上加力的。
Not only in our daily lives, we can walk strength upon strength.
因为神的主的生命，它的本质是充满着力量。
Because the Lord, His own life, that nature of the life is full of strength, full of power.
也是能够叫人行走的。
It can cause men to walk.
然后第四个。
And fourth,
这个整件事情呢，其实约翰想要讲的是说，也想要讲的是说，整当一个人活在律法的光景的时候呢，他就像是一个瘫痪的人。
And John also tried to express that when one person tried to live under the law, he's like being paralyzed.
五个廊子就好像影射着这个律法的那个摩西五经。
That five porches, it seemed to talk about Moses, the law.
当主耶稣要他拿起褥子来的时候，主耶稣是故意的。
When the Lord asked him, tells him to take out his pallet, the Lord purposefully said that.
因为他知道说这个褥子一拿起来，今天是安息日，马上就挑战了这些犹太人他们守律法的那个心态。
Because that it's the Sabbath, if he were to take it out, then it kind of struck a chord about taking up the pallet.
所以整件事情告诉我们说，如果我们只还在一个守律法靠行为的话，其实生命是没有办法得到生命的那个力量。
So if we were to just observe the law and keep the law, it cannot experience that the strength of that life.
对，我想严格来说，我今天目的不是去解释这段圣经。
I'm not trying to explain the scripture here.
我只想要表达说，因为神是一位有深度的神。
I'm trying to express that because God is one of depth.
所以当他传递他的话语，叫我们认识他的时候，里面就带着深度。
So when he wants to give us his word, it carries with it that depth.
而且不仅我刚刚讲的这四个点哈，好像我已经描述了四个方面。
I have already trying to describe using four different ways.
你知道吗？每一个点呢，在我们信主的过程当中，我们信主越深，我们的感觉就会越深。
So on every one of those points, the more that we have come, that we have believed, the deeper you experience that.
对，以前我可能初信主的时候就觉得哇，这个很好，这个讲到我们生命要可以行走有力。
So when I first believed in the Lord, and here it says here, you know, when we walk with strength.
但是当我跟随主，也许过了一些年日。
After following the Lord for some years,
我经历了一些情形，我感觉我行走无力。
You know, through some experiences, I find that I don't have strength to walk.
对，我想要有力，但是动不了。
And I want to have strength, but I couldn't move.
然后当我再回来主的话语的时候，也许我会对他的生命的性品质有更多的认识。
So when I return to the Word of God and I've got a deeper knowledge of understanding of the character of His life.
好，我们再来读一个，我想都是弟兄姊妹很熟悉的圣经，马太福音十三章第五节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 5.
对，马太福音第十三章第五节。有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。
Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and for where they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth.
然后二十节
verse 20.
撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受。二十一，只因心里没有根。不过是暂时的，即使未到遭了患难或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
Verse 20:21, but he that received the seed into stony places, and the same is he that hear the word and in on with joy receive it, yet hath he not root in himself, but dure for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word, by and by he is offended.
所以弟兄姊妹这边哈，我们可以看见主耶稣的那个看人的时候呢，他是看人的心像一块好的土地。
So brothers and sisters, when the Lord Jesus look at man, he's looking at our heart as like it's a good soil.
对，或是说不好的土 ，OK， 也有可能是不好的土。
Or it's not a good soil.
那在这个例子里面呢？他的意思是说，我们这个土没有深度。
It's here, this parable is saying that the soil doesn't have depth.
对，它有那个石头很硬，然后那个好的土的部分，它不够深。
So stony places, so the stones are really hard and there's not much good soil.
然后我们就可以明白说，当你不够深的时候，你就影响你一个根能够扎得多深了。
So when there's not much good soil, there's no depth of the soil, then it affects the root. It's unable to take root.
也就是说，如果我们不往深处去的话，我们的根会非常的肤浅，并且非常的软弱。
So in other words, if we do not go to the deep place, then our roots will be just very shallow and very weak.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以一起来想想，其实基督徒是可以很肤浅的。
The person that has pondered together, you know, actually Christians can be very shallow.
我知道有些弟兄们已经看过这个例子，我是看过类似的例子，我是平常很难在农历新年的时候回国去经过这个农历新年，我平常没这个机会。
I do not have the opportunity to go back during the Chinese New Year.
对，几年前因为一个家里特殊的状况，我在台湾过了那个农历年。
So, because of very specific situation at home, a few years ago, I went back during that time.
那我就看到新闻啊，就有一些 当天那个初一的时候一些的报道。
So there are news on the first day of the Lunar New Year.
然后我就看到说，哦，他在那个各个寺庙呢，就做一些访问跟报道。
So they have some interviews and reports at these temples.
然后在那个初一凌晨的时候，大家在那个庙的门口大排长龙啊。
So they were standing in long lines before the temple.
然后说大排长龙要干什么呢？
So I wonder what did they do there?
啊，对，他们只要那个门一开的时候，看谁先去，就是大家赶快趁那个良辰吉日的时候去摸他的，我忘了是鼻子还是脚还是手，我完全记不得，反正那个神像的鼻子还是哪里，你去摸它的话，整年都会赚钱好运的。
So when the door of the temple opens, they will rush in. You know, the first person that can touch you know, one of the parts of the idol, then you will have good fortune the entire year.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是世俗或是世上的这些的拜拜。
Brothers and sisters, these are the worldly worship.
如果我们把它这个相似的感觉放在基督徒身上是什么样子呢？
If we put the same kind of feeling and put it on Christians, I wonder what it's like.
对，我想我们也常讲，就是信主的基督徒对于神的这个感觉就像拜拜一样。
And we often mention that believers towards God, their attitude is like worshiping the idols.
对，神是用来解决我的问题的，解决我难处的。
Like we use God to kind of take care of our difficulties.
对，然后很多基督徒就常讲，常把那个平安喜乐挂在嘴上。
And many Christians would say the peace and joy and with their mouth, the lips.
弟兄姊妹，对不起，这个平安喜乐的确是神要给我们的祝福哈。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, God wants to give us peace and joy.
但我不知道怎么形容，就是有的基督徒他就是，哎呀，这个来了平安喜乐，平安喜乐，然后那个平安喜乐啊，多多祷告平安喜乐。
I don't know how to describe. They will come, you know, peace and joy, peace and joy. You know, they will pray.
就是没有错，是应该是祝福，但是感觉很肤浅。
And yes, indeed, you know, it's a blessing, but it seems very shallow.
对，因为我们觉得神是来解决我的问题的，是引导我经过难处的。
And because we feel that God is one who solves our problems and lead us through our difficulties.
对，但是当一个困难或是一个不如我意的时候来临的时候呢，我就哇哇叫了。
Something, you know, that is a difficulty or something that's not what I want come and I will start to complain.
对，一哭二闹三上吊。
And I will cry, you know, kind of, you know, really bad and hang myself.
对，这不仅这个 OK， 不是说姊妹啊，有时候弟兄也是一哭二闹三上吊，就是反正在小孩子里面，就你表面没有一哭二闹三上吊，但里面很像那个样子。
Yeah, we'll throw temper tantrums, you know, not just sisters, maybe brothers too.
对，有时候我们有求于主的时候呢，就赶快来聚会。
When we have something we want to ask of the Lord, we'll come, you know, quickly to the meeting.
啊，乖乖来聚会。
And we'll come, you know, be good and come.
啊，顺利的时候就把主放在一边了。
And when we have smooth sailing days, you know, we'll just put God aside and go away.
弟兄姊妹，有多少的基督徒好像只摸到这个主的边边这样子。
Brothers and sisters, how many Christians is just touching the just very on the edge of the Lord?
然后当我们当其实不是我们啊，是当主耶稣向我们传递一些的信息，比如说为主而活。
When the Lord give us these words to say to, you know, to live for Him.
比如说属灵的领袖
spiritual leader，
比如说神的旨意
God's the will of God，
教会的道路
and the way of the church，
哦，神的见证
and God's testimony，
我们就感觉好遥远这样。
And we feel like, you know, this is so far from us，
我们知道很重要，但是又提不起兴趣。
And you know, we feel this is so important, but, you know, but we have no interest。
我们不晓得这些跟我到底有什么直接的关系。
We do not know what, you know, if they have the right relationship with us.
对，我们就好像活在一个非常非常那个土浅 石头的那个肤浅的一个情况里。
And we are like living, you know, on stony ground, and the soil is so shallow.
那第二点不要误会，我们每个人都要从那个 baby 基督徒一直成长。
Brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand. Indeed, all of us have to grow from a baby as a Christian, you know.
对，但是我们不能够永远停留在 baby 肤浅的光景。
But we cannot forever, you know, remain in that state of babies.
当神要找到一个人能够刚抬他的见证，他的约柜的时候，他找不到人啊。
When the Lord is looking for men to carry His testimony, He cannot find anyone.
他要在这个幕后这个洪流的冲击的时代，他要找到中流砥柱，他找不到人啊。
And at these end times, you know, when the tide is rushing, he wants to look for those who can stand against the tide, and he finds no one.
因为如果我们肤浅的话，我们的根不深，一冲就倒了。
Because if we are shallow, we do not have deep roots, then we will be washed away.
弟兄姊妹，其实不仅个人哈，一整个聚会也可以很肤浅的。
Brothers and sisters, not only individually, but a whole meeting can be very shallow.
然后我只是 OK 让大家想象一下，就是
I just want you to imagine，
就是当我们一同来到聚会的时候，哎呀，你好，这个新堂弟兄你好啊，这个韩少弟兄最近挺好的吧？吃过饭了吗？
So you know we come to meeting and just for example say, oh hi intern, you know hi Alex, how are you？
所以我是信主的，所以我一定要尽我的责任，要来聚会的。
And so I'm a Christian. I'm a believer of Jesus. So I have to come, you know, to meet my duties. I have to come and meet.
然后来的时候，我们现在不能握手啊，就是大家握手啊，耶稣爱你。然后右边握手，耶稣爱你这样。
And now we cannot shake hands, but you know, if we can, you know, then we'll shake our hands and say, oh, you know, Jesus loves you.
然后来的时候就听一些道理知识。
And we come, you know, we listen to some doctrine and some knowledge.
今天诗歌挺好的，这个信息还可以。
Oh, these today's the hymns are you know quite good. You know the messages all is good too.
弟兄姊妹，如果只是这样子一个整个聚会是很肤浅，神是不能满意的。
Brothers and sisters, if we remain like this, then the whole assembly is very shallow, and the Lord cannot be pleased.
我不太确定是我从传记还是从哪里看到听来的哈，是在早年的聚会。
I do not remember if it's from a biography or somewhere that I meeting that I heard about this meeting in China in the very early days.
虽然只是一个短短的描述，但是我觉得很宝贵。
It's a very short description, but I feel that it's precious.
他里面提到说，当弟兄姊妹来到聚会的时候，没有人吵杂在那边聊天讲话。
As brothers and sisters come to the meeting, there is no like noise of talking.
整个聚会每个人都在祷告。
The whole meeting, everyone praying.
每个人都在跟主亲近。
Everyone drawing nigh to the Lord.
也许他们是认自己的罪，也许他们是在为着聚会将来马上要来的聚会祷告。
Maybe they are confessing their sins, or maybe they're praying for this meeting.
弟兄姊妹，当然我们在聚会前还是相遇，还是要打招呼啊，你不要变成什么话都不讲。
Brothers and sisters, of course, when you come to the meeting, before the meeting, you know, you, when you first come, you will greet each other, you know, not just on silence.
但弟兄姊妹，我们可以去 sense 到那个当时弟兄姊妹对主认真的那个深度跟那个态度。
But brothers and sisters, we can come and have a sense of the brothers and sisters at that time, their seriousness before the Lord and that depth.
有一件事是可能是我个人的感觉哈，给弟兄姊妹做个参考。
That's one thing. Maybe it's my own feeling. I want to share with you. You can think about it.
我在波饼聚会之前，我是不会想到要去读圣经的。不是，就是波饼聚会前十分钟、十五分钟的时候。
Before the breaking of the bread meeting, about you know the 10-15 minutes before, I wouldn't be thinking about going to read the Bible.
这是我一个感觉哈，就是我觉得在波饼聚会之前的时候，是回到我们心的深处去跟主接近的时候。
Because I feel, you know, before the meeting, before the breaking of the bread, is where we return to the depths of our hearts to connect with the Lord.
所以有时候我不太能够理解为什么有的弟兄姊妹当时在读圣经，虽然是读圣经不是不好的事情。
Even though reading the Bible is not a bad thing, but I couldn't understand why brothers and sisters would read before the breaking of the bread.
照理讲，我马上要擘饼了。我其实在预备我的心，我已经想要先与主亲近了。
Because we're about to break bread, we are preparing our hearts to come and be draw nigh to Him.
对，我只想安静在主的面前，好像与主面对面。
I just want to be quiet before Him, you know, as a face to face.
我想这是我个人的一点感觉啊，给弟兄姊妹作为参考。
This is how, you know, my own personal feeling, so I just want to bring it before you, you can think about it.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这个土浅石头地的比喻里面，
Brothers and sisters, in this parable, of this stony, ground, the shallow, soil.
我们这个，如果有这些我们比较肤浅、比较浅的反表现呢，可能也显明了这个人的心出了一些的问题。
If we have this expression of shallowness, it also reflects that the condition in our heart, there is a problem there.
对，我想我只能够先点到为止，这边是跟我们的心有关系，但是我们能够成为一个柔软的心，让主的深度能够进到我们的心里面。
I just want to point out that there is the condition of our heart that we can that our hearts can be tender so that Lord, we can go to the depths of our heart with Him.
然后下一个点是约翰福音第四章，也是大家很熟悉的。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章是讲到撒玛利亚这个妇人的故事。
The Samaritan woman.
丢姊妹我不想你们记不记得哈，我曾经之前提过约翰福音里我提到主的怀里，父的怀里跟主的怀里。
I do not know if brothers and sisters remember that I mentioned when I share about John that in the father's bosom and in his bosom.
我就是一个就是好像一个图画呢，叫我们看见约翰曾经经历过在主的怀里是他的藏身之处。
That John has had that experience that in the Lord's bosom is his hiding place.
然后我也曾经用约翰福音的第一章几个门徒与主相遇的描述。
And I've also point out the few disciples where they meet the Lord.
安德烈告诉彼得说，我们遇见了弥赛亚。
And Andrew told Peter that we have met the Messiah.
所以我的意思是说，我们可以看见约翰他写约翰福音的时候，他想要用一些图画来表明属灵的经历。
That John, when he wrote the gospel, he wants to use some pictures to express the spiritual experience.
所以我上次才想要表达一个事情，就是说，当我们遇见主的时候，你心里会很清楚的知道说你遇见了主，不是模棱两可的。
So the last time I was trying to express that when you experience the Lord, when you meet Him, encounter Him, you know you have encountered Him. It's not something that you can't grasp.
就像那天安德烈physically 就是肉身当中遇见了主。
Just as Andrew physically that day when he met the Lord.
那么的确定，那么的清楚，我就是遇见了主，主就在我的面前，这是我遇见主的经历。
So definite, so clear, that I have met the Lord, He's before me.
然后到了这个第四章的时候呢，我们会感觉，约翰想把我们，他想描述深处这件事情。
So in chapter 4, I can see that John wants to kind of express that depth.
就是说我的确觉得你要描述一个人的那个深度深处啊，其实言语很难去表达他的。
When you want to describe the depths of the person, it's very difficult. Jesus
worked to do that. 对, 约翰就是能够借着我们主耶稣的一些在地上的行动来表达这些属灵的这些性质跟经历。
But very amazingly that John can use the actions of our Lord on this earth to express out, to describe these spiritual experiences.
所以约翰福音第四章的第十一节他这样说。
So in John chapter 4 verse 11 it says here,
妇人说,先生,没有打水的器具,仅又深,你从哪里得活水呢?
She said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water?
所以我想我们如果一同查经这些年来,我们可能大部分人都读过这章。
And if we study the Bible together these years, we have read through this chapter.
他这边就很清楚给我们一个图画，这个妇人呢，刚开始是一个身体上的需要，她需要来打水，打那个身体上要喝的水。
So it shows to us that this woman, before that, it was physically she needed that water, so she came to draw water.
但是我们的主耶稣就 试着跟他描述, 人的深处有一件事情叫做活水。
But the Lord tried to describe to her that within the depths of man, there is something, there is this living water.
所以当一开头的时候, 这位撒玛利亚夫人, 她心中所想的就是她身体上喝水这些的需要。
So in the beginning, this Samaritan woman, all she thought of is her need in her physical body, the water.
那个不是人深处的活水，不是。
But this is not the living water in the depths of man.
然后主耶稣又继续的引导这个撒玛利亚夫人，讲到有关她丈夫的事情。
So the Lord continued to guide this Samaritan woman talking about her husband.
是的，我们每个人在魂里面，我们都有情感上的需要，都有这个知识上的需要。
So indeed, in our souls, we all have this need for our emotions, our knowledge.
对，所以我们的主呢，就好像引导了这个撒玛利亚夫人，从她身体上的需要，接着看见她魂里面的需要。So
the Lord guided her, to know from her physical needs, to her what is needed in her soul.
然后接下来再到一个地步呢，他就突然想到。
宗教方面的事情，and then to an extent she started to think of this religion.
然后主就继续的把她带到她的深处，虽然也许这个妇女并没有很好的，也许像我们今天受高等的教育，但是每一个人都有她的深处。Maybe
she wasn't educated in like us in these days, but within everyone there is this depth.
然后主就是把他带到说，是的，你如果要跟神相，要敬拜神，或是要跟神要有交通的话，必须在你的灵和真实的里面。So
the Lord brought her to go to that when you want to have fellowship with the Lord, you want to worship God, you have to go into your spirit.
主耶稣想要告诉他说，是的，我们身体、我们魂都有需要。 但是灵里面那个需要是最关键、最深处的。Then
the Lord is telling her, indeed, you know, physically and in our souls we have need, but that in our spirit that is the most vital.
所以我们的主，也就是老约翰，借着一个很深的井来讲到我们人的深处。So
John is trying to say what the Lord here wants to describe to us to speak of the depths of our hearts.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们观察世界上的人，很多人都是靠凭着他的身体来做事情。When
we observe men on this earth, people of this world, they use a physical strength to do work.
对，吃什么喝什么。 要怎么玩，就是平常脑袋就充满了这些东西。What
to what to eat, what to drink, you know, how do you go have fun, you know, and all or you have, you know, you're mindful of that.
啊，然后有一些就自以为比较有水准的人呢，就是说，哎呀，我才不活在这种程度呢。
And some, who think that, oh, I'm much better than this. I'm not going to just live those kind of lives.
对，平常我要多去读书会，多读读书。
I'll go to book clubs and I'll read more books.
去看看画展 ，OK， 或是如果要有点文化，听听音乐会。
I'll go to the museums, you know, to go to listen to some music.
弟兄姊妹，这些其实不是犯罪，但是我想要描述的就是说，其实这些在神的面前来看都还是很肤浅。
These are not sins, but I just want to describe, you know, before the Lord, these are very shallow.
除非一个人真的在套灵里面，那才是真正到了一个人的深处。
Unless a person is brought into his spirit, then that is.In the depths of that man.
所以其实我这边也是点到为止。
I can only point so far.
为什么呢？因为这个，我想要表达就是说，我们平常就已经在强调我们要有属灵的操练。
What I want to express is that, you know, we have mentioned many times we have to exercise spiritual exercises daily.
我们要追求做一个属灵的人。
We want to pursue to be a spiritual man.
那个才是我们真正深处的源头。
And that's our true that source in us.
对，如果我们不随从圣灵，我们不经过十字架，在我们灵里面有美好的操练的话，我们那个深水井哈，就好像被封死一样。
If we do not live by the Spirit, then, you know, and not go to the depths of our hearts, then that well is like it's been sealed.
弟兄姊妹，我们是得不到那个活水的滋润的，我们也是活在一个肤浅的光景里。
Then we cannot be nourished by that living water, then we are living on shallow ground.
我们再来看那个路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
其实我们季峰弟兄在年初的时候有提过这一段。
Brother Chifong has mentioned this at the beginning of the year.
所以第五章的第一节到第十一节。
Verses 1-11.
兄姊妹，在 OK 第五 OK， 比如说我念第五章的第十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 11.
他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him.
然后在那个场景里面呢，有很多人拥挤在那个湖边。
And you can see in this picture, everyone, you know, it's like they all crammed, all like rushing to the lake.
对，不得已，耶稣就借用彼得的船呢，稍微到湖面能够传递他的信息。
So the Lord can only use Peter's boat andto preach from the boat.
然后第四节他说，当主耶稣讲完了这段话之后呢，他额外的告诉彼得说，再做一件事情。
So after the Lord has finished speaking, he asked Peter to do one thing.
因为彼得前晚啊，一整晚打鱼都打不到鱼。
Because Peter when he fished the entire night, he couldn't have any fish.
然后虽然这个我们主耶稣是个打鱼的外行人，但他说你现在就去水深之处。
Though our Lord is not a fisherman, but he said, you know, go and put out into the deep water.
对，稀奇的是鱼多到一个程度，船都快要沉了。
And but amazingly, there was so great quantity of fish that the boat was about to sink.
然后彼得就有一个很特别的反应，他说：“主啊，我是个罪人。”
And Peter has this special response. He said, "Lord, I'm a sinful man."
然后之后他就记载说，彼得跟几位好就撇下了一切，跟从了主。
And here it recorded that after this, Peter and some of them they left everything and followed him.
弟兄姊妹，我们想一想哈，如果有一个人，他有一天撇下了一切，要跟从主。
Brothers and sisters, give some thoughts to this. Imagine a person left everything and followed the Lord.
我们是不是应该有至少要好奇吧？就是至少要想要知道这个人身上到底发生了什么事情。
We ought to be curious what happened to this person.
一定 something happened, 就一定有一些事情发生在人的这个人身上，所以他那天呢，撇下了一切来跟从主。
Something must have happened in him that he would leave everything to follow the Lord.
这是人生的一件大的事情啊。
This is a great thing, in man's life.
我其实老实说，我每次读这段，我都想，我都会在主面前常常在想一想，这到底这段到底在讲什么。
Honestly, every time I read this passage, I'll come before the Lord and ponder what he's trying to tell us.
我们看到一个场景哈，众人拥挤在主的身边。
In this scene, everyone is crowding around Lord Jesus.
大家都听到了这段的话。
All of them, they heard what the Lord was speaking.
但是似乎主把彼得带离到这些拥挤的光景。叫他单独的来面对主。
And the Lord brought Peter away from this crowd and to face the Lord himself.
所以我们有一个好像在深处一个安静与主面对面的场景。
Yet in our depths, you know, we are there face to face with the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们听了一些信息，然后就好像讲完了。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we heard the messages. I mean, you know, it's done.
啊，讲完了就没了，这样。
那 that is it like you know, it's done. Then it's done.
我盼望以后，包含我自己哈，就是当弟兄传信息，当他讲完了。
I hope you know, including myself, that after brother preaches, you know, the finished speaking, after that.
那主在跟我说这个伟修啊，你去水深之处一下。
And the Lord says, we sure now go to the deep water for a while.
叫这段话在我的身上的深处是有功效的。
That this word has effect in the depths of my heart.
然后当这个彼得被主带到所谓的深处的时候。
As Peter was led out into the deep water with the Lord.
你发现当人到深处呢，他对事情对自己跟对神的认识。就有所不同。
And you find that as man is being brought to the depth, you know, to the knowledge of the Lord and to of the things that's happening, you have a different reaction.
在到水深之处之前呢，彼得觉得他自己是一个专业的渔夫。
Before he was brought up to the deep water, he feel, you know, he's a professional fisherman.
但到了深处之后呢，他说。主啊，我是个罪人。
But when brought to the deep water, he said to the Lord, Lord, I am a sinful man.
他的意思不是说要主真的离开他。
He didn't mean that, you know, the Lord to leave him literally.
他乃是觉得说他这个罪人是不配在主的旁边的。
But he felt that, you know, I'm a sinful man, I'm not worthy to be next to my Lord.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们可能祷告也似乎也讲到说，主啊，我是不配的，不 worthy 这样子。
Indeed, sometimes we pray, you know, that Lord, I'm not worthy.
其实那个不配的感觉是一个深处的感觉。
That feeling not worthy, that is a feeling in the depth.
因为我真正的看见我自己是怎么样的一个人。
Because truly I see my true being.
同时之间呢，我对神，他对主的认识是，之前他是说夫子。
Before that, he said teacher.
之后他说主啊。
But after that, he said Lord.
也就是说，当他经过深处的时候，他不仅他多认识了自己。
In the depth, not the,Only he know himself a little more.
而且他认识了这位主是值得他一生跟从的主。
He also know that this Lord is worthy for him to follow him all his life.
在深处，在进到深处之前，他的打鱼，或是说他的，或是用到我们今天的话，我们的服事跟工作是没有果效的。
In the deep, before the deep place, you know, using today's terms, like to, that ourwork and our service have no effect.
忙了一整晚，这个 一条鱼都没有捞起来。
You're busy for the entire night. You have not even a fish.
感觉这个人蛮贫穷的。
And this person is very poor.
但是当他过了雪山之处，神告诉他说，不要怕，你以后要得人了，得人如得鱼。
After going to the deep water, the Lord says, now, you know, do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men.
而且他那天抓的鱼呢，满满的沉，船都快要沉了。
The fish that he caught that day is so full that the boat was about to sink.
他的意思是说，我们必须经过水深之处，才能够得着主的丰盛，也才能够真的得人。
What he meant is that we have to go through, going to that deep place, then we can experience the abundance of the Lord and to be able to gain man.
我最后简单把两个点并在一起看。
I want to at the end simply put two points together.
所以我想我之前我们提到说神是一位有深度的神。
We have mentioned that God is God of depth.
然后人的深处呢是跟我们的心跟我们的灵是有关系的。
That man's depth has to do with our heart, our spirit.
我们必须真的进到深处呢，我们才有办法真实的认识自己，来也来认识神。
We have to enter into the deep in order to truly know ourselves and know God.
我们才能够带出神的丰富来。
Then we can bring out God's abundance.
最后再提一点就好。
And lastly, just one more thing.
在以弗所书里面有一句话形容神的爱。
In Ephesians, there's a phrase that mentions God's love.
他讲到神的爱是长阔高深的爱。
It speaks of God's love, the width, the length, the depth, and the height.
然后在这个约翰福音最后一章，我们很熟悉的彼得，三四主问他：“你爱我吗？”这件事情。
And we know that the Lord asked Peter, "Do you love me more than these?"
所以弟兄姊妹哈，我们刚才讲到是彼得撇下一切来跟从主。
Brothers and sisters, we speak about the Peter leaving everything to follow the Lord.
然后在主升天之前呢，他已经跟随主大约也许三年或是三年多。
He's probably followed the Lord over 3 years before the Lord's ascension.
在这段时间里面，他经历了许多的事情。
He has experienced much during these days.
到了三年多的这个末了的时候，他三次不认主。
At the end of those 3 years, three times he denied the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我在想。彼得会不会觉得说他跟随主的这段时间的 conclusion 的结果是他三次不认主。
Would Peter have felt that the conclusion of his following the Lord is that he denied the Lord three times?
但是在这件事情上面呢神那个彼得好像他整个人破碎。
And in this matter, it's as if Peter, this person,fully broken, completely broken.
但是似乎我们的主呢，用他的爱呢，再把他 glue 起来，再把他粘起来。
But the Lord, the love of God, glued him back together.
好像就在他觉得他的 conclusion 是三次不认主之后。
It's like after he has concluded that he has denied the Lord three times.
我们的主呢又在相似的场景就约翰福音最后一章相似的场景跟他相遇。
And the Lord Jesus met him in that same scene, meet him again.
他说他打不到鱼。
And he said, I couldn't get anything.
但是主耶稣说你撒网下去结果捞了很多鱼。
And the Lord said, cast your net down, and then he got a lot of fish.
弟兄姊妹在这个事情里面彼得呢他被主的爱摸到他的深处。
In this matter, Peter, his the depth of his heart was touched by the love of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们要问我们自己哈，难道主的爱是那么的难以领会吗？
Brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves, is the love of the Lord so hard to comprehend?
我们的心的深处是否曾经被主的爱所摸着呢？
Have we been touched, in the depths of our heart by the Lord?
难道我们的心就像石头那么硬吗？
Are our hearts indeed like the stone that hard?
弟兄姊妹，我们的主的爱是长过高深，是非常广大而且非常深刻。
The love of our Lord is so wide and there's a length, a depth, a height. It's so such deep.
我们需要像我们愿意能够像就是像彼得这样一个同样原则的经历里面。真的让主的爱摸到我们的深处。
We have to be on this principle of this Peter being touched by the love of the Lord, that our hearts are also touched by him.
所以三年多的最后，他的 conclusion 并不是三次不认主。
So the conclusion of his 3 years is not that he denied the Lord 3 times.
而是说，在他跟随主的三年之后呢？他真正的认识什么叫做主的爱，在来到他心的深处。
That after following the Lord 3 years, that he can find like truly feel the love of the Lord in his depth.
那这一次主再次跟他说，你来跟从我。
And the Lord once again said to him, "Come, follow me."
这一次呢，他里面多了。那个爱的爱能够有根有基的在我们彼得弟兄的身上能够扎根成为他的根基跟随主的根基。
And this time he has that love rooted in him, that foundation so strong to come and follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，也许我只能够照着我的度量讲到这个程度。
Brothers and sisters, I feel I can only speak according to my capacity.
但愿我们都有个认识和心愿，我们要继续往深的地方来多认识主。
That we have this understanding and have this desire to go towards a deep place to come and meet God.
然后在我们心的深处，在我们灵的深处，我们多被主摸到。
And in the depths of our heart, in the depths of our spirit, to be more touched by God.
我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，主啊，因为你的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Lord, we truly thank you that how wide and the length and depth and height of your love is.
你带领我们的手段是何等的巧妙。
Lord, you truly lead us amazing ways.
你何等愿意用当我们与你相遇的时候是那个深渊与深渊来响应。
Lord, that how you long that when you meet us,It's when the deep calls out to the deep.
但愿主啊，叫我们都有个心愿，我们要往那个水深之处，在那里与你相遇。
Then Lord, also that we would have this desire, Lord, to meet you in this deep place.
主，我们感谢你，祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we thank you. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.